It's Friday, April 1st. You're listening to WLVR.
Giant Food Stores, may I help you?
Hi, can you tell me if you got in the new Lucky Charms limited edition cereal?
Yes, Don, I already have 12 boxes put aside for you.
Great, I'm on my way.
All right, see you soon.
From WLVR, a new podcast, Cereal. One man's quest for the good, the bad, and the limited edition boxed breakfast food.
The cereal world is mine. I can have whatever I want.
For the past 40 years, Don Simon has been obsessed with cereal. Maybe it's the brightly colored boxes, the promise of a prize, the cartoonish mascot, or the excess sugar to kickstart the morning. Whatever the reason, if it's new, reformulated, or a special blend, Simon has got to have it. Before I get into this, I just want to point out something that I never really thought about before I started working on the story, and that's this. It's really hard to understand why one person would spend so much time fixated on cereal. So I had to see it for myself and visited Don at his home to check out his pantry.
Hi.
Hi, Don. Christine Dempsey from WLVR.
Nice to meet you, Christine.
You too. Are you ready to show me some cereal?
I certainly am. Come on in.
Great. All right.
We walk into Don's kitchen and gravitate to one of the cabinets.
Behind this cabinet, what will we find?
Treasures.
All right.
Sugar-sweetened treasures.
Let's open it.
Here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all sugar-sweetened cereals. No Cheerios, no cornflakes. It's got to have a marshmallow, chocolate, or something exciting.
I'm going to randomly pull one of these out and you tell me about it. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Can I...
How about this one?
This is Monster Mash. This is the 50th anniversary edition. Count Chocula, Boo Berry, Fruit Brute, Frankenberry, Yummy Mummy, all in one box. They put all the flavors in one box, only one year.
So if it's a special edition, you've got to have it.
I've got to have it. I've got to try it once. And then after I'm done with it, I save the box.
So how did this obsession start?
This obsession started when I was a child. So for a family of five, it's easy to just feed cereal to. And we got the same cereal over and over. And the rule was you can't open one box till the next one's done. It's like, this is getting disgusting. So when I became an adult and could walk into the food store myself and discovered that there was this whole aisle of cereal that had Cocoa Pebbles and Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops all in one thing, and I could buy my own, try a bowl, if I didn't like it, put it down and open the next box. Hence why you have 10 open boxes of cereal in one cupboard. I have an eating box, and I'll save us a collecting box of Star Wars cereal. Do you know how much a box of Star Wars cereal is going to be worth 10 years from now?
So it won't be edible, but it will be profitable.
Probably.
Coming up this season on Cereal, more of the sugary stuff and the people obsessed with it. This is WLVR, and happy April Fool's Day.